This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
It has been relatively calm this week, economy-wise, we must say, at least as compared to last week and the week before that and the week before that. To summarize and explain and analyze, we've got Heidi Moore from The Guardian and Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville in our bureau in New York City. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So cast your mind backwards there, Cardiff, a week or two ago, it was all shut down and debt limit and all that stuff. Have we shaken it off yet? Has the economy, and I know this is a very hyperbolic question, been able to move past all that and stabilize a bit?
Almost certainly not, and I think we got confirmation of that in the jobs numbers, right? I mean, those jobs numbers took place before the economy, right? But what they showed was that the economy was already slowing down its pace of growth from earlier in the year. And that's worrying because that happened before the shutdown. So on the one hand, the direct impact of the shutdown should be pretty modest and it should be able to reverse itself within the course of a few months. But we don't know that for sure, and it came at a really bad time. So my guess is that this did have some economic harm and we're going to have to get through it.
Heidi, how much longer does this uncertainty last? Probably through January, February, when these next deadlines come up.
Yeah, absolutely. Next week, the quote-unquote committee, which will accomplish nothing, is supposed to meet. and it will go through January and February, because even though people say this won't happen again, it probably will. And the economy's growth is tanking. Right now, the predictions about GDP growth are 1.8%, which is really low. Zero is no growth.
Well, no, I get that. But isn't tanking a little harsh when you're talking 1.8% in a world where 2% has been considered good? I mean, tanking's a little harsh, right?
Well, I like that you just did your thriller
because
that's what it's going to be. No, it's far worse than what we should be doing. And people are unemployed. We have all the people in poverty right now, 42 million people on food stamps. We can't take these kinds of risks. And unfortunately, we did.
All right. Fair enough. Cardiff, I'm going to read you something that came over the Associated Press wire literally as the gong was sounding. And I'm just going to read it to you and then we will discuss. Washington, AP. J.P. Morgan is paying $5.1 billion to resolve U.S. claims over mortgage securities sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. This is yet another J.P. Morgan fine over bad deeds during the financial crisis. Why do people still think, or do people still think, that J.P. Morgan is the greatest bank ever and Jamie Dimon, the CEO, ought to run the world?
I was going to say, how do you define people?
Yeah, well,
this is something that's been going on for a little while now. J.P. Morgan's had a litany of regulatory and legal problems. Now, these things do go back into the past, so the situation is a little bit trickier because a lot of this stuff, I think, took place when it was Bear Stearns and Washington Mutual. But J.P. Morgan bought those companies. You don't get to buy just the good and shed the bad. You have to embrace the whole thing, and they bought them. So, yeah, I'm sorry, but it's getting what it deserves.
Do you, Heidi, are you surprised at all that we're still dealing with this 5 years later?
If anything, I'm gratified that we're dealing with it 5 years later, because the alternative was never to deal with it. And that was the path that it looked like we were on just, a year ago. And so now you're seeing all of these settlements coming down the pike, and they are long overdue. And they are not nearly, if you ask me, as punitive as they should be, considering how much was lost in the economy, how much was lost in the value of people's homes, how much was lost in job growth. So J.P. Morgan can pay $13 billion and go on its merry way. The rest of us are still struggling with financial anxiety for the most part.
All right. Very quick sidebar, and then I'll let you guys go. There was some news today that Senator Rand Paul out of Kentucky is going to put, quote unquote, a hold on the nomination of Janet Yellen to be the chairwoman of the Fed. She starts her meetings up on Capitol Hill next week. How bad would it be, Cardiff, if he actually did this?
Look, I think it would be terrible because she's so very well qualified and because the economy at least had this one sense of certainty about what was coming next. I mean, it wasn't wholly certain, but it was very likely until we heard this that she would be confirmed. My guess is that this is still just a bunch of showboating and then we're not going to go through another whole big thing in the wake of the shutdown. But, I mean, that's my hope. I don't know that for sure. So I hope he knocks it off.
All right. Cardiff Garcia at the blog FT Alphaville and Heidi Moore at The Guardian from our studios in New York. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kai.
All right. Have a good weekend.